100.3 The Biz welcomes you to the Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Whoa, how did we come on?
Wow, congratulations. Hello, everybody. In radio world.
The Pledge of Allegiance, you forgot it. Well, I guess we're on the air.
Hello, everybody. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to
the
Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, it wasn't John Wayne, but it'll have to.
But there we go. We got it done.
Oh, I'm good as John Wayne. I'm old as John Wayne, so I qualify. Hey, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show. We thank you for joining us. We have a good crew today, and got a lot of things to talk about. And Joe, would you like to introduce our guest? We got one we hadn't seen in a long time.
Yes, glad to have her back. Elizabeth Saylor is in the house.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Looking good. And Linnea Holiday Cole Morgan has also joined us today.
Hello, hello.
Looking good as well. Okay.
We got all that.
I still have part of my
stuff.
Tan.
Okay. Okay. Welcome to the Flood City radio show. You know, we were at, what's that restaurant's name, Joe, that's out there on Hexter Drive?
The underwater one?
The Palms.
Palm Camp.
That's
Palm
where
Palm.
We launched Palm? This yeah. morning, yeah.
Palms. We were at Palms. They had a little clinic out there. Very nice clinic. Donnie Leeper and Anna Crowder put it on. Very good job that they did. And, just, you know, starting to help raise money for the young lady that's fighting breast cancer. And so we went in, and we were amazed watching the 2 and 3 and 4 foot waves come down Dunn's Creek.
Oh, it gets kind of crazy through there.
Oh, man, that wind was blowing. And so by the time the clinic was over with and Terry and I were leaving, we saw the water was creeping up into the cars in the parking lot. I mean, that's how much of a flood tide there was. And I told Terry, I was a little scared, you know, going down Hexter Drive until you get down to the terminal, you know, and that's when it raises up. We went by poor Rachel's place, Browns Creek Fish Camp, and it was 2 feet underwater.
Oh, there's a lot of water still out there.
Well, you know, the aluminum ramp, the aluminum ramp there at the launch that goes out to the dock.
Yeah, it's pumped. It's well, washed out.
That's clapboard, right?
Yeah.
Right there, yeah.
Okay, we had to, and I didn't. I rode on the boat while he pulled it up onto the trailer today, Donnie. Uh-huh. But he had to walk and crawl across the railing to avoid from, the water was like 3 feet deep. You couldn't even.
Well, that railing was looked like it was broken.
The aluminum railing, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it was broken there.
It looks like it wasn't matched up to the wood part there.
Well, and then today, guys, where, you know, these flood tides, people are back there at the restaurant think they can go 30, 40 miles an hour through salt water. They don't realize that salt water that they're driving their cars through. Well, one lady came out, you know, the little plastic part on the bottom of your car?
Yeah.
She had torn it off.
Yeah.
And the crabber took it off for her and got her going again. But that's salt water back there.
It's not nice.
Well, not only that, I mean, you have to be careful with your boat, too. I mean, there's so much debris in the river right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
There's a lot of trash, too.
Yep. Debris off the boats. And we had the hurricane. We had the nor'easter come through. And we've got this
second nor'easter.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're getting all these other little depressions.
There's so much out there in the river right now. You've got to be so careful.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's very dangerous.
I haven't taken my boat out in weeks.
We went out last weekend briefly. We went out in the morning trying to get around the first part of the storm. It was supposed to come in just a little bit later. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we kind of got a little soaked, but anyway.
And we've got the Linda Netty challenge next weekend.
Yep. Right.
And you know, so there's gonna be a lot of people out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know,
well, that's gonna be
gotta,
kayak,
they've got to be careful.
Yeah, it's just kayak, but yes, yeah. Now the safety matters of the whole, because it's been really rough out
well,
there.
What I'm gonna do, Rick, I've already got it planned where I'm gonna go, is I'm gonna probably park right there at Forest Boulevard and Beach about 5 in the morning and just follow a certain vehicle that comes out of that area and just see where it goes.
I like how you told people where I live. I'm not here. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, is that you?
I'm lying.
You just gave yourself away, didn't you?
And but yeah, the Netty is next weekend. It's a
Beach
very
and San
good
Pablo.
It's for a very good cause. A young lady fighting breast cancer. Last count I got from Anna was a little bit over 50 boats. We need another 40 boats, people. We need to hit that 100 mark.
We've got at least two going. We're going to bring that. We haven't registered yet.
Oh, great.
We're so just kind of one of those last-minute registers.
Yeah, and have you registered yet?
I have not registered, but I'm going to fish, and I've got a couple of Hobies at the house, and I plan on taking some people out.
I'm number 56.
Okay.
You're 56?
All right, then, right there between y'all.
And there's still more shirts, not the cool dry shirts.
No. I got a cool dry.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. But they are the same logo. It's just a t-shirt.
Okay.
But so y'all, that's fine. I mean, you know.
So y'all going to put them over 60?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So, Anna, if you're listening, Donnie, you got 3-4 more right here, so you're at 60.
We've been talking to Donnie. I had to get a couple parts, so.
And they had a lot of problems with the captain's bags. And what has happened, we had a major distributor go under, and they didn't pay their bills. So poor Anna's calling all the people that regularly give things for captain's bags, and everybody was turning her down because Saltwater Assassin lost roughly $50,000 worth of payments from this one major company. And then... I mean, usually you call Saltwater Assassin or Bass Assassin, whichever name you want to go by, and they'll send you as many packages for a captain's bag.
Yeah, they're normally so good.
Those are the ones out in Mayo, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And but they got stuck by this Maurice Sporting Goods. So Maurice used to do all the stocking for Kmart, all the stocking for Gander Mountain, and all the stocking.
Oh, and Gander just went under.
Gander went under.
Kmart's already been going under, yeah.
And then they had the one, the sporting goods store that went under first, the very first one.
Not a Academy. Off of 95 out there at St. Augustine.
Yeah, they had one over there by Regency, too. Anyway, I forgot the name of it, but it's...
No, Sports Authority?
That's exactly
it. That's right.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but that was the first one that... kind of cut cutting their throat.
So it's affecting their sales?
So, they can't pay their bills. Maurice can't pay DOA. They can't pay Saltwater Assassin. They
right
can't
on down
pay
the line.
Got
the line.
Got it.
And now, a lot of times when I go to order stuff at the store, I can't get it because nobody's got it. And
if they're not paying bills, they can't necessarily put the money out ahead. Right. So, make the parts, yes.
All right. Okay, this is the Gone Fishing Show. Joe's going to give you a telephone number. We got two lovely ladies here if you'd like to call and ask questions. And both of them are very knowledgeable fishermen.
And they know how to fish, too.
Yeah.
904-296-1062 is the number. 296-1062. Give us a call. 904-296-1062. You got any questions? You want to talk to these young ladies about some fishing? Give us a call. Hold tight.
How well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
for a unique fishing experience you'll never forget. Call Captain Chip Wingo with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Fish to Flats specializes in light tackle and fly fishing the backwaters of Jacksonville, Fernandina, and St. Augustine. As for Captain Wingo, he's been catching redfish, flounder, and trout from those backwaters his entire life. You'll be fishing from a state-of-the-art 19-foot Hughes Flats boat using high-end pin fishing tackle. Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters is Coast Guard licensed and insured, and they supply the bait, tackle, and the license. Call Captain Wingo today and book an unforgettable fishing experience with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Call 904-614-4989. That's 904-614-4989.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle.
Hey, give us a little warning here.
It was a minnow.
What did he just
say? Oh, it is.
If you want to join our commercial show,
okay,
are we live and on commercial?
That's
296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay.
Well, that was confusing.
We got an engineer who's never worked this before, and it's awful hard when the engineer can't see you and you can't see him. So he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's across the hall, totally blind from us.
Oh, Lord, poor guy.
Yeah. No, really.
It might be better off for him not to be able to see us.
Me and you, anyway.
Maybe we should.
And here's the man who's fighting for our kayak launch, and now he's fighting for parking places for kayaks.
Two of them.
Is this Taylor?
It's Taylor.
Hi, hey, Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I got an email back saying that they didn't think that'd be a problem because I told them, I said, what's the point of having a kayak launch when you can have a boat and trailer blocking in front of it? We should have a kayak spot there.
Yeah, they need to put a no parking area right there where the launch is at.
So the kayakers can load and unload.
He said, I don't see that as a problem. I'm going to talk to my team. We can make it happen.
Sweet.
Good.
Nice
Very
job.
Good job.
Great.
So are you fishing? You going to get your kayak out and fish the netty?
I don't know. I might be going to a Gator game. You know, it's hard to, you know, go to the Gator game and then go to the netty and do everything else, you know.
No, it's not hard.
Really. I mean, I'm not going to the Gator game.
You go and you support a woman that's fighting breast cancer.
Whoa. I've got three children, and I'm going to fish it.
Yeah.
You want to babysit?
Joe's got 99 cats. He's going to fish it.
But I get a day off work.
My buddy Kenny was saying that if you want to find a Nay or whoever y'all are talking about his house, just follow the panty trail from the dry cleaners and you'll find where she lives. Just kidding.
Okay. All right. Well, Taylor, whatever. Congratulations on the work you're getting done out there.
And that was a pin dropping.
Somebody else is with him, telling him what to say. Anyway, Taylor, good job. Keep working, buddy. All right.
Keep trying.
Producer, I think it's time to move on. You go ahead and drop him. Goodbye, Taylor. Okay. There we go. We got rid of Taylor. Somebody was there harassing somebody.
Well, let's go with these, get these out of the way. Tides for tomorrow morning, okay?
Hi.
Low tide at Mayport at 4:45. Whoa, zero.
You already made a mistake.
Okay.
There is no low tides anymore.
The lowest tide you're going to see.
technically, Low tide Mayport at 4:45 with a negative 0.3 and a high at 10:15 with a 6.6.
Jesus. So it's going to be about a 1 point to 2 point, 1 point something for low.
Sisters Creek 4:55 for a low with a negative 0.1 and 10:45 for the high with a 5.9.
Unbelievable.
Dames Point 5 a.m. is a low with a 0.2 negative, and 11 o'clock is a 4.5. Downtown 5:30 a.m. negative 0.1 with an 11:15 high at a 2.1. So the further in you're going into town, it changes quite a bit. You get into Ortega 6:20, it's flat on the low, and 12:30 you got a 1.5 for a high.
Because it never goes low.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for that debris, though, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing pushing it away.
And a lot of people...
Or picking it up.
Is that all the tides, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A lot of people are asking about mud minnows. Guys, the water has not cooled down. It's hot.
It's still 80. We were getting 80 degrees. I was getting 80 degrees when I went out Monday.
Really?
In the river, Matthews Bridge.
And until that water cools down, those mud minnows are not going to go into the trap. He's doing the best he can. We might get 1,000 here and 1,000 there. And but it's really tough, and we have one of our fill-in co-hosts on the phone, Mr. Spencer Brogdon. Spencer, how you doing, brother?
Now I know who Tyler was with. Go ahead, there, bud.
All right.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Spencer.
Yeah, talk
I'm,
up.
I'm not cleaning up debris, so I'm good. The last 3 weeks have been rough.
I imagine.
Bet. Yeah. So hopefully, no more storms for a while.
So you caught up?
Relatively. You know, when you're a landscaper, you really never caught up.
No.
Right.
There's always something that needs to be done. But the heavy lifting is out of the way right now.
Nice. Well, today, after I left the store, I decided to ride down the ocean. And somewhere around 12th to 15th Avenue North, there must be 15 palm trees look like they have washed up. The city had gotten them out of the ocean. So can you imagine what these palm trees in the ocean crashed into somebody's body or something?
Goodness gracious, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
All the pictures I took in Pine of Egypt, the one house I work at, the two floating docks that are there, they're sitting in front of their house still, and now somebody else's dock is washed up in front of their house.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm very curious. If I think I mentioned this, Joe, last week or 2 weeks ago when I was delivering our papers.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back down A1A, it used to be two or three houses in Volano Beach.
Before you got rear-ended on your truck?
Yeah, no, I was after the rear end. And that's a funny one, too. But anyway, now at South Ponte Vedra, there must be 8 to 12 more houses that have joined the 3 or 4 that were. One of them, matter of fact, there was two houses completely gone in Volano.
Wow.
I believe it. I mean, this whole week in Ponte Vedra, even at low tide, the water's all the way up to the, it was up to the dunes.
And so they might have lost more houses. And,
What a terrible situation, though. I mean, the whole thing, I mean, you know, people are just not prepared. We're not, you know, in Jackson, we're just, as a community, we're not prepared for hurricanes because we never have them.
Yeah, we did this year.
Build on the beach and bring in sand to build on, that's never a winning situation.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was amazed how well the dunes held up this week. With the nor'easter and so at least there's still some dunes there. Not
so. Did you see anybody out of the ordinary? Maybe attempting to surf fish this week at all?
Because they had the whiting tournament on Tuesday.
They did.
No, I don't think anybody fished the beach. They probably fished inside the inlets. Is what I'm thinking.
What, is that allowed? The inside?
You can fish in a boat.
Yeah, you can fish your boat anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Catch a whiting any way you can, anywhere you want to.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much, as long as you don't go to the fish store and buy it.
I was just catching it though.
What? Safeharbor.com? Yeah. What?
Well, free advertisement.
If you got a chance to look in Jackson Beach, there are sloughs everywhere though now. So when the water finally does calm down and clean up, there should be reds and drum and everything cruising the surf now.
Yeah. So we have a lot of cuts now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're seeing a lot of sand fleas with life vests on and stuff?
Well, there were a ton of sand fleas before Irma, and since then we've gotten all that fresh water, so they've been really hard to find.
Wow.
I think they just probably go a little bit deeper. You know, pop back up, but there's been plenty of mullet still. The mullet, you can still see them in the suds.
Yeah, yeah, they're in the suds, and was going to go down and try to catch some and decided against it.
Yeah.
If you saw the water yesterday, a few of the fish, it looked like a brown sludge in the surf. I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, I went, like I said, this morning on the way back to home to my house when I left the store. You're right. It looked like a, I don't know what it looked like.
It looked like a chemical. It almost looked like brown paint had been poured in the water. I know that's not what it was, but that's what it looked like.
Is the pier taking any damage off of any of this mess, or is it?
By the way,
the only thing that happened were the last three pylons that were would have been that were standing sort of by themselves. They're down now.
Wow. Yeah.
But those were already a little bit shady. Just because they're by themselves.
Now, our gentleman that goes to all the meetings,
John Nooney.
Yeah.
He posted that there is a 9 o'clock in the morning, of course, meeting being held by Mr. Clifford, our city councilman for District 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I forgot the date, but it's posted on Facebook and it's posted under Save Jacksonville Beach Pier. You can go find out about the meeting.
I don't know what that's about because I have been told that work has been given a green light to start working on it, but who knows?
I know. How many times have we been told that?
Yeah. Probably need to do another inspection first.
Yeah. Well, probably after this last hurricane, and nor'easter, they'll probably go back and check it again.
Yeah, they need to get that thing open so Taylor can have somewhere else to go besides bothering these poor guys at the boat ramp.
Right. All right.
Taylor's doing a great job, right?
Hey, as long as he stays over there and out of my yard, we're good.
When you buying a kayak, Spencer, and getting ready to...
I got one now.
You got one when you go fish?
He bought Toby's.
Are you going to fish the Natty?
No, you bought Toby's?
No, I didn't buy it. I bought Joe Curtis's. He sold it.
Oh.
Who?
Trolling motor on it too, Joe Curtis.
I'll take the trolling motor off, man. Get rid of that trolling motor,
Joe Curtis.
Oh, no, I want to use it to take.
Kind of related to Toby in a way.
Uh oh.
I'm not going there. I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't either.
No, he's a good king. He caught a lot of kings on the pier.
Yeah. Okay.
He has a boat now, so he's getting rid of his.
What kind of yak is it?
It was like $1,100. I got it for $7.
Wow.
What kind is it?
I'll have to look.
Okay.
The kind that floats.
The
one that doesn't have a hole in it.
he's able to stand in it and throw his net. It can hold a 54 quart cooler. So I said, okay, that's perfect.
That works.
It has a live well in it.
Wow.
It's not pedal driven, but if I have a motor. I ain't going to worry about that.
Well, come out there for the netty and join us all.
You have to take your trolling motor off, but
take the trolling motor off and paddle.
Bring your paddle and fish a tournament with us. All right, Spencer Brogdon. Well, I hope one of these days you get to go surf fishing again. He's one of the best at it, guys.
It was great talking to you.
Need to get you back on the show. Joe, telephone number.
And I didn't charge him anything to give him all those lessons either. 904-296-1062. 296-1062 is the number. I already gave you the tides. If you don't remember them, look them up yourself. We'll be back shortly. Hold tight.
Go ahead and call in.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville, 100.3 The Biz.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Just 24% of Americans believe the country is heading in the right direction. That's a 10-point drop since June, according to a poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The decline in optimism about the nation's trajectory is particularly pronounced among Republicans. In June, 60% of Republicans said the country was headed in the right direction. Now it's just 44%. In a 1-2 punch elating religious conservatives, President Trump's administration is allowing more employers to opt out of no-cost birth control for workers and issuing sweeping religious freedom directions that could override many anti-discrimination policies for LGBT people and others. President Trump is demonstrating his commitment to undoing the anti-faith policies of the previous administration. This is SRN News.
Your 100.3 The Biz weather forecast.
Should be a pretty decent weekend. 75 the low tonight, partly cloudy skies, small rain chance. 86 with a 40% chance of showers tomorrow with partly cloudy skies. 76 for Saturday night. Still a chance of rain Sunday, but partly cloudy. 88 the high. 76 for Sunday night. 88, partly cloudy, small rain chance on Monday. 75 for Monday night. 88, small rain chance, partly cloudy Tuesday.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, there we go. We got that one great. Thank you. Want to give a shout out to Steve Ford. He said he's finally not working today, gets a chance to tune in. Steve, thank you for tuning in, listening to the Going Fishing Show. If you want to have anything to say, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. And on line one, we have Timothy. Timothy, how you doing?
Great. How you guys doing today?
Fine, what's up, sir? Man?
Not a whole lot. Just got off the clock, out to the house, ready to kick off a cold one and get my feet back and relax.
What's your address?
Did you bring the cooler?
You'd be glad to know I bought an 18-pack, so there's plenty. You guys want
that? That takes care of Elizabeth and Linnea.
I was going to say, again, what's your address?
How can we help you, Tim?
I was just calling in. I've been listening to you guys for a couple weeks now. I downloaded your app, and so far it's been pretty good. I've got a lot of useful information off of the other things on it.
Good.
But I heard you guys talking about the Netty Challenge a little bit ago.
Yes, sir.
And it kicked me right in the butt, man. I said, you know what? I'm just going to register.
You so, should.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was sitting at a stoplight. You know how these phones are. They're pretty quick. So
yep.
I signed in real quick, registered, and I was like, there it is.
Done. There it is. Done.
Did
Dude, so, if I'm doing it, you got to do it.
And if I'm doing it,
well, if Rick's doing it too.
I'm doing
We're doing it. I mean, you know, and
well, y'all are not our age.
I did not.
There's 140 years between just me and Rick.
I know it.
Yeah, but I got
thanks
my
for the
handful.
Compliment, Joe. I'm not that. Yeah.
Well, by all means, well, make sure you come over and introduce yourself to all of us.
Yes,
you know?
We'd
I mean,
love
it's
to
such
be
a
here.
Great community.
And
you guys kind of met me once at the third annual Redfish tournament.
Oh yeah,
first place for the kayak division. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll be in the Kaku Wahoo for this tournament.
Woohoo!
Oh, Wahoo!
Yeah, I'll probably have my daughter with me. She's 4 years old. I'm going to register her up next week.
That'll okay. be awesome.
So,
how long have you had your Kaku?
Since that tournament.
Because, like, he won it.
Oh, is that the one you won?
He won because he won it. Yeah, you guys missed that part.
Tournament. Hello.
That is so amazing.
I donated.
I do remember you at the tournament, yes.
Yeah,
that thing is awesome. I love that thing.
Yeah. Well, I have one more in the store right now for sale. As soon as I get them in, out the door they go.
Yeah,
I have a blue one that's on. I have on about $100 less than the web price, so we have it on sale. And we sold two this week.
Really?
Yeah, we sold that one.
So
blue.
If you got it around tax season, I'll probably come get it from my oldest daughter.
Nice.
11, and she got kind of jealous when I took her 4-year-old sister out.
Well, you know,
she's like, hold it.
He has come out with a fantastic 10-footer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a brand new one, and
nice.
That would be perfect for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Kevin Hawkins, yeah. I got him on Facebook. I talk to him every now and again. That guy's pretty good guy.
Well, I'm glad you do because, you know, he actually gave me the Kaku for free. I didn't have to pay anything for that.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And then you gave it to me for free. So that's pretty cool.
Well.
It just kind of got handed down a couple times.
Free home.
See, we added the cooler. We added the paddle. And we added
some pretty nice features to it.
Yeah, we added some.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the hole real closely, you'll see where Rick initialed it for you.
Where are you thinking about fishing the tournament?
Oh, really?
No.
probably somewhere on the water.
Somewhere
I
on the water.
I'm not. Some reason or another, I knew that was coming.
He's learning. He's learning quick, ain't he?
He's learning quick.
Yeah, I got a few spots.
Well, nice. Good. Just make sure you stay safe out there. Wear your PFD.
I'll do the same.
We will.
Well, Tim, I'm glad you signed up because it's for a great cause. The lady has had her ups and downs. And everything.
I've been listening about that.
Yeah, okay. So
I got a grandmother that went through breast cancer, and unfortunately, they had to, you know, remove both sides.
Right.
And unfortunately, they thought they caught it, and it traveled north and got into her brain.
Oh goodness
gracious!
So yeah, so that's kind of the other reason I'm doing it. You know,
that's great, Tim. Well, congratulations.
For my grandmother.
I'm glad the person that won the Kaku is in touch with the owner and fishing the netty. Thank you very much for doing that.
That is awesome.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is
Thank
awesome.
Thank you guys for having it.
Okay, buddy.
That's really cool.
Have a good day.
Have a great weekend. Y'all
you too.
Thank you.
All right. Be safe.
Okay. Well, there was a good donation then.
Yep.
Yep. Everything. Well, Elizabeth, what are your plans for the tournament now? I'm asking you where you're
I'll
going.
I'll be fishing on the water.
Touché.
Are you really going to try to look for a certain species that you're going to be working on to try to win the divisions? Or, you know, there's also the separate ladies division. They got, before you two sign up, they already got 14 women in the tournament.
Nice.
That's great.
So with you two and then his daughter, they'll be up to 17 to 20 women in the tournament.
Was that Steve Bond or Steve Johnson?
For what?
That just called.
Timothy.
It was neither or.
Steve on my mind?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, Joe. Never why have you?
You have me concerned.
Timothy.
La-di-da.
I have Steve on my mind, too, but I don't talk about it on the air.
I do not have Steve on my mind.
Well, okay. That was the pet. You don't have to go to North Carolina. You got a pet at the house.
He's not my pet.
Anyway, Elizabeth.
I think everybody knows I've been a little under the weather the last year. So,
trying to die on us.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So I've gotten my strength back together, and I plan on taking the kayak out, and I'm not gonna lie.
Doing what we do.
Are y'all going to fish together, or yeah?
I have no idea what if I have. I know Steve and I are fishing.
I am all by my own self,
and we have no idea where we're fishing. And I know, and I haven't. We haven't determined whether the kids are doing it with us or not yet. It's to be announced.
Well, I'm just. I'm not really even going to think about where we're going to go until I see what the weather's going to be by Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, I know. That's a big thing.
That is a huge factor.
I got the cool thing. There's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Because if it's like Monday, it was brutal.
I was out Saturday, but there is one thing that I saw Saturday that was the coolest thing ever. We had taken shelter under the Dames Point Bridge when the storm started blowing in really bad. And we were idled up there over in Mill Cove, kind of up on the one side.
So you're in the boat.
Yeah, we're in the boat
by the Spoil Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're right there in the up against those big beams because it's blocking the wind and the rain coming this way at us. And we're just sitting there anchored up, and we see all this bait being crashed, and I start seeing fish fall out of the water and not mullet.
Were they tarpon?
No, it was a school of flounder. It was the coolest thing. So we kind of idled down over there and got to watch them a little bit and started throwing at them a couple of times, but we didn't want to come out from underneath our shelter because it was just pouring. But the flounder were flying out of the air, and there was more than one of them. It was like a whole school of them, and they were chasing the bait, and the bait was running, and they'd come up out of the water, and sometimes they'd be, you'd see the white side, and other times you'd see the brown side, and it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen, and it was
I remember fishing with Steve back in 2011. We were catching on topwater.
Yep.
And we were throwing top. I had a 23 inch, and he had a 22 inch on topwater.
Yep.
And because they were just flying out of the water.
You don't see it very often, but every once in a while.
Well, why don't they come up and at least half a foot from the bottom and hit my lure every once in a while? Good gosh, man!
I mean, when they do, I've caught one on topwater, and just if it hit the top water, flew through the air, and I was like watching it go by, going, "Oh my god, that looks like a flounder flying through the air."
You had a camera, Like I can't explain this to people.
No, and I didn't take any pictures or anything because everything was just too wet and everything. Yeah. But it was the coolest thing to watch, flounder flying out of the water, like 20 times. It was awesome.
Beside that one small island and the Spoil Island, there's so much activity between there.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, you can go out there and catch redfish.
Yep.
You can go out there and catch 30 inch trout.
Yep.
Tarpon. Snook.
Yeah.
They all,
I ever ask you about Crab Island? Crab Island, that's the furthest one out, correct?
That's that little one out there
by the
point.
That's a little one.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's around? Is it all oysters around it as well?
There's a huge oyster point.
Oh my gosh.
There's a huge oyster point and beds, and then that little itty bitty little grass oystery thing. Mm-hmm. We've caught reds out there. Actually, the year I did the Jack's Classic and I ended up top 10 on trout, I caught right off of that, the one corner. Off of on top water, right at the edge of the grass.
Is that where the manatee almost got you?
I'm
just telling you, that's where we also saw the shark. The shark hit that huge bull red.
Yes,
right
really?
Out there. Yeah. So there's a mixed bag out there.
It's a great place to fish. Just be aware of the tides.
If you're in a boat,
be aware of the tides. Hey guys, call in Joe.
904-296-1062. 296-1062. You got a question for these professionals we have in the studio today? Give them a call, 296-1062. I already gave you your tides.
I forgot.
Y'all stand by. Right back.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call.
call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located in Mayport on Livy Road, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, thank you for staying with us as we get into the last segment of our first hour. And on the line, we have Chip. I don't know if it's Wingo or Davis.
Hello, hey. Hello.
Hey, Chip.
Hey, Chip.
Hello.
Are you still there?
It, no, the color hadn't changed. The engineer hadn't got him up yet.
Okay.
So when it turns brown, I know I got him.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not brown. This is,
hello?
What color is that?
Hello.
Magenta. Hey, Chip, it's magenta.
Have me, guys. I called in for some expert advice from the ladies.
they know it a lot better than I do.
Yeah, probably better than I do right now too. So, it looks like it's going to be an interesting weekend. Hopefully, we can get all these charters in.
Oh boy!
And, yeah, it's you know, this weather's been up and down for us, but you know the bite's been pretty good. So.
Good.
You know, it's just where are you guys fishing tomorrow? In the water also?
Yeah.
I'm actually off running to go get a puppy in North Carolina, so I don't get to fish this weekend.
And I'm fishing in the clay.
Are you fishing in the clay?
The clay.
Oh, nice.
My grandson's
the Clay Roberts tournament this weekend?
No.
No. He's got
a baseball tournament.
My grandson's getting to play for the first time in a while. He's been sick.
Oh, no.
And so I'm real excited. But matter of fact, both of my grandsons, I got a 9 o'clock 10-year-old game, and then I got a 14-year-old game at 11-1.
Oh, wow.
So
busy boy.
And Terry's cussing me all the way to the ballpark.
Hey, it is what it is. My son won his football game last night. So proud of him.
You been able to get out at all, or you've lost all your charters? What's going on?
Well, we had a lot of cancellations with the weather and things of that nature, so I went to the woods.
Oh, down right on.
So you've been hunting?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of hunting, a lot of bow hunting. So,
where are you hunting?
I hunted up with David Voorhees in his place.
up in McAlpin, and then I have a lease up in Georgia, up above Darien. So I spend a lot of time there with pops and get to fish. And,
David's been working on that spot for now 2 or 3 years. Has he got it pretty nice?
Oh, yeah, he's doing a really good job. I fell in love with that place. I looked at a piece of property over there the other day and was sitting there dreaming about it. So it's a beautiful area, you know, great prices and nice people around there. You know, Steinahatchee, I think, is only 50 miles away.
Approximately, that's what he's told me, yeah.
Yeah, so you're really close over there. But did you guys get a bunch of crabs in today, Rick?
Yeah, we got more crabs than I know what to do with. I mean, we got so many, the tank was full, and then we're keeping them in boxes on the side.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I mean, yeah, we got a ton of crabs. We got 60 to 100 pounds worth of crabs that came in today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it was nice on the water today, bud. We went out and had a good trout day and a few flounder.
Nice.
We saw Captain Vic out there, and we went out, 6:30 this morning, and worked, you know, clapboard area and the river itself, and winded up with over 40 fish.
Good night.
Were you in the kayak?
Yeah, no, and me and Don Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we went out on his boat this morning, and 90% of them yellowmouth, but, I mean, we were throwing some biggins in the live well. You know,
that's great.
The rest of them went overboard, but so it was a good day.
A lot of nice yellowmouth around right now,
yeah,
and all big too. So
yeah,
I was wondering where all those big ones went, because a couple of years ago it was off the charts. You know, up in the Buckman area, we were catching them up to 6 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I haven't seen them like that in a long time, and you know, all you used to have to do was put a 3/8 ounce jig head on a gulp sinking minnow, that little straight stick bait,
yep,
and work it down tide towards you from, you know, throw it up current, work it back, and you would hammer them.
Well, what was so funny, I think we went through a whole pack and a half of the gulp swimming mullet today.
I got mine on topwater last weekend.
Because they'd take that tail, man. Then the tail would be gone, you still throw it out there, and they'd still hit it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, one of the keys right now, if you're looking for a lot of fish in the river, you can, if you can find the birds, because they're pounding the shrimp.
Yeah, the birds.
You know, the fish are pushing the shrimp up to the surface, and you'll see the birds diving on them. You can run over there. There's big croaker, trout. There's all kinds of stuff mixed in with it. And, I mean, it's kind of strange to watch a croaker come in 30 feet of the water to the surface to eat shrimp.
Well, she was on, Linnea was talking about the flounder coming up. That happened to them last weekend or so.
Flying flounder. Lots of them.
Yeah, flying flounder coming up.
Flying flounder.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was like a school of them just killing the bait.
I mean, it's that time of year, though, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty spectacular. It's like you just sit there in awe.
I'm hoping that we can get some decent weather here and be able to, you know, get out and go fishing. And
well, you know what's going to happen, Rick? Monday through Friday, it's going to be perfect. Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be
Saturday and Sunday.
It'll all go to hell. H-E double hockey sticks.
Saturday and Sunday, we'll have another visitor probably with a name to it.
We're going to sit there on Saturday and Sunday and go, what in the world?
No.
Why are my wind chimes making that noise?
Oh, let me tell you.
We're not going to get anything from this new one.
Well, I thought I was going to sit down and cry when they first put out the... I said, yeah, I can't believe this.
I saw the post. She's... I cannot financially handle this anymore.
I don't want any more bad weather.
The original track, you know, was curving to the right over Jacksonville, and I just said, you know, I'm just might as well just...
That would have put us on the counterclockwise side on the right side.
On the windy side.
On the windy side, yeah.
Right. So.
But it would have been coming
Chip,
out
so
of
y'all
southeast.
Y'all planning to go fishing, not hunting this week, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a charter in the morning.
Well, we got we got plenty of shrimp. The mud minnows, they're still too hot for them to be caught, are in big numbers. The water's still too warm, and we got tons of crabs for that Full of Bull tournament tomorrow.
Fiddlers, we got fiddlers too.
And we had fiddlers, as I believe, yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
And the sheephead, we're starting to get some reports on sheephead already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the sheephead have turned on really well too.
Yeah, it's kind of early for that with this hot water.
Is the
go ahead.
The hunting, what teal season down in Iguana, has that started yet?
They had the from what I heard, when they had opening day down there, the first early teal, they shot one bird.
Wow.
The hurricanes messed that up. The marsh henning season right now is open, and there are tons of those at high tide.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of cast and blast charters where we go in and throw at tailing reds, and I have a shotgun mounted on a backrest on my casting deck, and you can shoot birds and catch tailing reds at the same time.
Nice. So,
sounds like the neighborhood I live in, cast and blast.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I mean, come by my house, baby.
I mean, to tell you, last night sounded like the war was going on.
And they kind of shut that down, what, the middle of November?
It's September 9th through November 1st.
Okay, yeah, November, okay.
So, yeah, and usually, like, when we have these big six-plus tides, you can find the birds everywhere because there's nowhere for them to hide.
Right, right.
So, you know, and then a lot of times when you're fishing in those tides, everybody's looking for tailers, but we get this what we call the slurpers, where they're up in with their backs out of the water slurping crabs and grasshoppers and things like that.
They're That's looking for like tailers, it. Huh?
Yeah, you can find tailers at McHugh's. At the boat ramp. So,
that's great.
There's quite a bit of action going on in the grass, and the soft plastic frog, one of those bass frogs, works really good this time of year for the redfish.
Really? Yes. I think somebody might have been. I forgot who told me. Yes, somebody else said though that plastic frog when it's really high tide.
I've done that before.
The plastic frog,
like a bass frog.
Frog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You just leap it across.
And the key to that lure is when you see the fish, you throw it, you twitch it, and stop it.
Let him come get it.
Literally. Come right up underneath it like a carp and just
they slurp it in, don't they? Yeah.
Yep. So if you move it fast, they won't go after it. But if you throw it and twitch it like a grasshopper or anything else that's on the water that's not moving real fast, and just kick it and let it stop, you get a lot of bites.
I was wondering about that. I've seen a lot of them coming up and just slurping the top water like that. You have to let them just kind
of. That was one of my little things. I was like, I'm gonna catch a red on. A frog. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Okay, nice. That's Captain Chip Wingo. Chip, what's your telephone number? Somebody wants to get a charter real quick.
It's 904-614-4989. Fishtheflats.com.
Fishtheflats.
It was great talking to you.
Joe, telephone number?
296-1062. We're going to take a hard break. We'll be back in about 8-9 minutes. Hold tight.